Hello, hello everybody. This is Les Hall, and I'm here to do the Les Hall Show based on the We Less Project. That's an exercise project of mine based on the Wiimote. You'll pardon my stuffy nose, I have a little bit of a cold. Let me check levels. It looks like I'm awfully loud. Hello, test, test, 1, 2, 3, test, testing, 1, 2, 3. There, how's that? Oh, how are the levels? Oh, that is still too loud. Hello? Let me check my levels here. There we go. That's something a little bit more normal. That sounds good. Okay, Sonic is in the chat room. Sonic will be my listener for today. We're doing a late night impromptu show. And I'm going to be telling you some technical details as well as some not so technical details related to this We Less project. Basically, the concept is, well, why don't I let you listen to it? Here, let me strap my Wiimotes on. We wanna have Wiimotes control our music. As follows. I'm doing the windshield wiper here. Now I'm doing the John Travolta here, where I spin my hands around each other, you know, that famous John Travolta move from the 70s. It up a little bit more. Sonic in the chat room mentions maybe we need a video show for this, Les. Yes, we were playing with the video shows the other day, or is that what you're referring to? We can do video. Perhaps on another show, because we haven't got it set up for this one. Unless you want to restart. Now I'm doing the air traffic controller motion. Basically doing bicep curls with my arms extended all the way straight out. And bringing them back over behind my head. Well, actually, and Colin has piped up a video, would be a nice feature. This is not necessarily intended to be a you follow me type of thing, instructional video, exercise video thing, although we can take it that way if you want. The main purpose is to talk about the technical details. Now I'm doing Tai Chi. Slow motion. Not that I know anything about Tai Chi. I'm just doing some arm motions. Getting fairly static sounds out of the thing. And now I'm doing jumping jacks sitting in a chair. Okay, Colin, you gotta go. See you later. Nice of you to stop by in the chat room. And good luck with your synth building enterprise. Now I'm just kind of shaking the controllers with my hands as I do the jumping jacks. Wow, that's tiring. Okay, now I'm doing a shakedown. And now I'm turning down the sound, so you can hear my voice clearly as you can with the stuffy nose. So, that is a flute and saxophone program. It's the first program that I ended up with, that I was happy with, after, some tries at some different programs, including some drums, which the drums worked okay, but, I haven't figured out the control gestures for the drums yet. So they were kind of random. But they did sound like drum samples. And I did a thunderstorm where you can control the thunderstorm, but it got a little noisy. And that's about it. So the flute and sax together are what we're working with as far as the software. Now, let me describe the overall setup of the system to you. You start with your Wiimotes. You gotta have the controllers. And I recommend getting either, if you can afford it, get new Wiimotes because I don't know. Well, they have the built-in, what's it called, Motion Plus inside, Wii Motion Plus inside. So, excuse me, so you don't have to have a little bolt-on added thing on the outside of your Wiimotes. But if you are more budget-conscious, as so many of us are, old Wiimotes are perfectly fine. You just want to make sure you get that Motion Plus additional component that snaps onto the end of the Wiimote. So, your choice there. And you can have up to four of these Wiimotes. The documentation says that some people have gotten more to work, but they only guarantee four. Dark Vortex comments, probably way cheaper than a Wii Fit, too. Sonic, what does Motion Plus do that the others don't? Motion Plus gives us all three axes of rotation. You have the pitch, the roll, and the yaw. Well, one of them, I think it's yaw? Is it yaw? Is it pitch? I forget, but one of them is only possible if you have two accelerometers separated by a distance. And in the Wiimote, that the original Wiimote only had one accelerometer, a three-axis accelerometer built into it. So you could get your three axes of acceleration, but only two axes of rotation. So to get that third one, you need the additional accelerometer, which they made into a product that you buy and you bolt onto the end on this little connector thing it has. So, something about better accuracy. Yes, you're going to get better tracking accuracy if you have the information of all three of your axes available to you. So, that to, from a consumer standpoint, that translates into better accuracy. That's true, Dark Vortex. Yes. So, let's say you have your Wiis, and you paid your $39.95 each for new Wiis, or you got used ones, and everything else is software, and it only works on the Macintosh computer, by the way. This is a Mac-only setup, as far as I know. I believe people have gotten this to work with PCs, but it uses different software than what I'm using, so the only way I know to do this is with a Mac. Yeah, that's it for now for me, because I have a Mac. So I have a Mac Mini. It's a wee little Mac, but it does the job. It's a mighty little thing. And what you do is you use this software called Osculator. Now, Osculator is specifically designed to interface to devices like the Wiimote, as well as other devices, that provide us with control input. And it translates that control input into MIDI and other signals, other types of signals, but we're using MIDI, that can be sent to software packages such as music software for the purpose of controlling knobs and adjusting things that are happening on the in the application, so that you change the music in response to the sound of the Wiis. So, now the Osculator software, the history of it is, it started out as a simple Unix program, and was originally very cryptic and complex to use, in my humble opinion. So I never, I did the whole command line Unix thing back in the day in the 80s and 90s, and it's very powerful, and I know it's real good, but I've kind of grown out of it, and I like to use graphical applications now. And what happened was Osculator grew up, and Osculator grew up into a windowed application. So that's what it is now. You get this window, and it shows you all your information. I'm looking at it right now. And I have the window configured for setting up your Wiimotes. And I'll go over all the configuration details and every little nuance of what you need to do in this and coming shows. We'll go over things in excruciating detail. So, no problem there. You can learn everything you need to learn and get the job done. So, we have this Osculator, and it's going to map our sensor input from the Wiimote and into MIDI CC values. Now, how do we use those MIDI CC values? There's a variety of different ways, but the way that I'm using it is using the Chuck programming language. Very briefly, Chuck is a language of a programming language that you can write code in that creates music, and it has MIDI support. It's MIDI capable. So you can send your MIDI control signals into Chuck, and Chuck will translate those into the changes in the music that you want to make. And this gives me a lot of control and a lot of freedom. Because once I have a program set up using Chuck, I can change it in any way that I want. So I'm working on it's more of a ground up approach. You've got to do a lot more work before you have an actual application that makes sound. But fortunately for you, I've already done that work. So you can just take my software, I'll give it to you for free, and you can run it on Chuck, and Chuck is free. And Osculator is $40. The Osculator, they charge between $19.95 and $39.95. You can pay any price within that range. And they do that because they realize that some people are on a budget. And some people can afford to pay for what the software is really worth. So they give you the $20 price for people who are on a really tight budget. And even though I'm pretty tight, I decided it was important enough software for me to use that I paid the $40 for it. And they don't care. You pay any amount and you get the full service and support. Don't hesitate to pay $20 on this one. Just whatever you can afford. Sonic is too cheap to pay anything. Well, if you're too cheap to pay anything, you can download the trial, you know, the Osculator and run it, but you just have to, every now and then it'll give you a pop-up window that says, do you want to upgrade now? And I forget if it stops doing its job or not. I don't know if it stops doing its job or not. Every time that pop-up window comes up. But it's seen as an evaluation type of thing. Sonic. So, the other thing that we can do is we can control synthesizers. Any synthesizer that, soft synth that's built in with MIDI capability, which is pretty much any soft synth that you're available modern times, you can start controlling it using this setup. You just have to do what the software tells you you need to do in order to make the MIDI assignments. And I had that working with Reactor 5, I think it was, which is a really cool program I can't really say anything about Reactor because all I did was try a demo. And the demo doesn't tell me too much, but it's what it showed me was really nice synthesizers, but they were pre-canned synthesizers. There wasn't a lot of user control aside from twiddling the knobs. But I imagine whoever made those must have done it using Reactor, so there must be a way to build your own in Reactor too. I'm just not aware of it. So maybe Reactor is an awesome tool, I don't know. Sonic, we want to play Lunettas. Wow. What a cool idea, Sonic. Thank you. Oh, you know what? We can use MIDI to CV interfaces to change these Wiimote MIDI signals into control voltages. So there's a variety of products. There's one in particular which is put together by hobbyists for hobbyists. And they went and had a special chip made even, and it's like $10, and you get one channel or a few channels of MIDI coming in out of your USB port and going into analog output signals. So you plug this thing in your USB port, and the wires that come out of it have analog voltages that you can plug into your Lunetta or any other synthesizer and control your hardware synth. So you can then be doing your dance moves, doing your exercise moves, doing your jumping jacks, whatever you're going to do. And your synthesizer is going wild over there in the corner against the wall, blasting out all kinds of crazy Doctor Who sounds. Oh yeah. Sonic, no way, $10, what is it? Well, I don't know if it's 10 or 20, maybe it's 20 bucks, I don't know. It's small, it's a little USB device with a custom circuit board. You know, I mean, it's a product, you can buy it. I don't know, we'll have to ask around. We'll have to get some listener support and find out about that. I haven't messed with MIDI to CV, but it looks like I'm going to in the future, so. Excuse me, take a sip of water. I don't know what it's called, Sonic. I'm sorry. Sonic says, what's it called, Les? I say, I don't know. We'll have to ask. You know who knows? W. Monk knows. W. Monk knows about this sort of thing. And Edison Rex will know. He'll know for sure. Blue Hell probably knows. We'll ask those guys. And, in fact, Edison Rex will be here in about 3 hours. So, if you stay up that long, you'll have your answer. So, because it is 11:17 at night, which means we're about 20 minutes into the program, and there's still plenty to talk about. Listen to a little more music, a little more exercise music, because I don't want the show to be all talk and no music. I'm just going to do the same stuff, except I'm going to stand up this time. Woohoo! I'm in a wheelchair because I'm in a medical facility, and they have everybody in wheelchairs. Even though I can walk short distances, long story. But here we go. All right, backing up. You hear the chair creaking. Oops, I can't go too far. I am tethered by my headphones. And let's crank up the sounds. John Travolta. the windshield wipers. Okay, my arms are getting tired. After just a few minutes. So, I'm sitting down. And that was that. Whew. Okay. Now I'm out of breath, which is real good for a radio show. Actually, it is. This is a show in which it's okay to be out of breath. And you will note, get it, as time goes on, that I will get in better and better shape. But that's it for now. Just a few minutes of pretty mild exercise, and I'm winded, which is a step up from where I was a few weeks ago, in which it took very little at all to get me winded. Get a sip of water. Ooh. Okay. Alright, Sonic and Dark, are you still listening? I guess you are. Can you tell me what you would like me to talk about next? What's mysterious about the project? Or should I talk about this new concept of remote administration? We shall see. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Let's talk about the remote administration since this. We got a hum from Sonic. Well, the remote administration is very simple. See, what we've got is we've got a pieced together system. It's a system of software and hardware that has been pieced together in such a way that it requires a little bit of technical expertise in order to make it work. And a lot of people, like, say, for example, my mom said to me, I love this. I want to have this. I want you to set it up in my home for me. We'll save up. We'll fly you into Florida. You set it up. And I'm like, cool. I'll have to take a visit to Florida. But even if I did that, once I set it up, I'd have to teach her how to configure things. And that's not easy. There's a configuration process that has to be gone through. And that changes over time sometimes. For example, well, we'll get into that. But, what we came up with is the idea of remote administration, where we simply have what's available now is terminal screen sharing in iChat 5. So you can start up an iChat conversation with the customer or the person who is having difficulty with their system, and do screen sharing with a trusted party, And then they can then control your screen and do things to your system to fix it, to make it work, and work with you on that. So that's a possibility. And it's a possibility for a community project. See, what I can do is take care of my own health. And I can exercise myself and build the hardware and software that's required to do this on my own. It's a comment from Sonic. Is the idea for each person to exercise along making sounds or together? Alone, I meant to say. Exercise alone. Well, Sonic, each person can exercise alone at any time, but yes, we can also exercise together. I'm envisioning a sort of community, an online community based around this Wiimote thing of people who are all exercising together online, much like you would go to your chat room and have your online conversation with your friends. You might go to an iChat meeting, however iChat is set up like that, and everybody exercises together. So I'm trying to think of ways that there can be community support of each other. So someone like my mom can go to an exercise meeting and say, oh, wait a minute, I'm having trouble setting up my Wii, somebody help me. And someone with technical savvy will help her. It also makes sense from a business standpoint. You can set up, and not just me, I mean, I can do this, but anyone else could do this also. Have clients who purchase the system from you, and you use remote administration to help them administer their system over time, charge for your time, things like that. So there's a possibility for community support and participation on a freeware kind of level, and also for business opportunity for people to have clients who just want the darn thing to work and don't want to have to deal with the technical details. And that's how we can get our patchwork piece together system in people's hands, working and running without a lot of fuss and trouble, without a huge product development, build it into a Wii game thing, contract with the Wii company. I mean, forget about all that. We'll just put this stuff into people's hands and see where they run with it. And already, the project is being enriched by the ideas from people like Dark and Sonic, Dark Vortex here, and Sonic in the chat room. Howard has made some suggestions. JK Superstar made a suggestion. And, of course, who else? There were a couple other people early on who made some suggestions. It's been a community effort, as are so many of the electro music projects. We all lean on each other, and that helps make the machine run. So, you know, community spirit type of thing. Now, diving into some technical details. If you buy a new set of Wiimotes, or at least one of your Wiimotes is new, you're going to need to get a beta copy of the Osculator software, because I ran into this problem. I bought my Osculator software, installed it, tested it working with my mouse and Chuck. I have a special mouse for doing this stuff with, but anyway. I tested it ahead of time, so I know Osculator is working. And then I bring the Wiimotes home, and they don't work. They don't talk to Osculator. What's going on? So, time to read the manual, which I did fairly thoroughly. Skipped over some paragraphs, but kind of read most of it, and didn't have an answer. And was referred to an Apple page that didn't have the answer. And went to the forum, and the FAQ didn't have the answer, but the forum did. I did find a thread on the Osculator forum, and that thread told me that in November of 2011, Nintendo put out a new version of the Wiimote. And this was incompatible, so they made a beta version of the Osculator software. So we get the beta version, and it works. So, something keen to know about. Now, Sonic has typed a long question. Let's read what he has to say. So, what keeps you coming back to do it? Just enjoying hearing the sounds? I suppose the best kind of sounds would vary depending on the audience. Mummy, for example, isn't going to come back to make Lunetta sounds. Us EM freaks, on the other hand. Yeah, exactly, Sonic. What you need out of an exercise program is you need something that's going to keep you coming back for more. For me, as a programmer, that's going to mean making new cool sounds from stuff, from all kind of stuff that I get on the forum. For someone else as a hardware nut, or someone else as like an Ableton fanatic, they're going to want to use their particular hobby aspect to create their own kind of cool sounds. And that's going to be what keeps them coming back. So you do a little of your work, and then you do a little exercise. And you have to do the exercise in order to test the circuitry. So you're kind of forced into it in a way. As long as you're doing the hobby of inventing new circuitry, new software, new operation of software, you want to test it, and the only way to test it is to get out the Wiis and move them around. Now, you mentioned your mom, and my mom also. When she picked them up, I told her she was holding them wrong. Boy, was I wrong. Now that I've played with these for a while, you can hold them any which way you want, including upside down, backwards, and sideways, and they'll still work. So, forget about formality. But she kind of giggled at that. She thought it was funny. I was being so rigid. Was what she took to be a fun, arms in the air, open-hearted, expressive, joyful thing I was being all regimented about. But so she took she put on her 60s hippie hat, because she went to college in the 60s, and she said, "I'm dancing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that," you know, and she just wants to have fun with it. So what she will do is she has more of a tolerance for repetition than someone who is like me. I'll get bored with something more quickly. Being a technical person, I want to change it. So she will, for one thing, probably have a few programs that are favorites of hers. And then, when I come out with something new, or someone else comes out with something new, she's going to want to try it out. Which brings us to yet another idea. Exercise servers. What if we had... What if I set up something temporarily in my home? Alright, I've got the Wiimotes talking through... Let me think this out here. We can use... what we can do is we can use Chuck with open sound control messaging to send the Wiimote information that comes out of Osculator across the internet. So I can move my Wiimotes around and have them show up on Sonic's computer. Have the data show up on Sonic's computer, where he might have, say, a MIDI to CV controlling his Lunetta. He might have his Lunetta circuitry there. And his Lunetta circuitry then sends out the signals, the audio that comes out of it, through Nicecast up to the electromusic.com server, where people can tune in and listen to it. So I can control Sonic's hardware with my Wiimotes here in Texas. I don't know where Sonic is in the world. It could be anywhere. And anyone else can hear it. And I'll hear it back, but I'll hear it delayed. So there is a delay in the audio response. But even that can be overcome with a monitor. Say Sonic and I set up a Skype call, and Sonic mics his speaker, or sets up a... you're in Toronto. Sonic says, Les, I'm loving where you're going with this. I'm in Toronto. So, yeah, so long story short... There's all kind of tremendous possibilities for interaction and cooperation over the web. You can set up a web page. We control my synth. And someone with a Wii, anybody with a Wii and a Mac, with a Wii set of Wii controllers and a Mac, can control your synth through your web page with the right setup. And we all use iChat 5 to help each other set things up, you know. And, oh, it's so cool. The possibilities here are just endless. All made possible with the one key Rosetta Stone oscillator that formed the link for us between the controller and the MIDI. Wow, this is powerful. Powerful stuff. Makes for a good show. Sonic has commented, it'd be nice to broadcast MIDI signals from any kind of physical activity. Yeah. Yeah, so you've got these things on your hands. And also, I bought four of them because I'm going to put two on my feet. I was going to put them on my ankles, but I think I'm going to put them on the tops of my feet. And then when I... And there's a reason for that. I have a health reason, which I'll get into briefly. My particular condition that I'm battling against here is a condition called CHF, or congestive heart failure, which sounds pretty serious, and it is serious, but it's under control. What happens with congestive heart failure if you have it for a while is... Your heart doesn't pump the blood back up out of your limbs as effectively as it did, out of your legs in particular. It's just not strong enough because it's been weakened. And you get fluid buildup in your legs. And this leads to all kind of nasty side effects, including open wounds on your legs. It's really grotesque, and I'm going through it now. And one of the solutions is wiggle your damn feet. Pardon me, I cursed on the radio. Oh no, I cursed on the radio. It's the end of the world. Can't go back and edit it. Wiggle your feet. So, you gotta move. You gotta stand up, or if you can't stand up, or if you don't want to stand up, you can do it sitting down. What you do is you put the Wiis on your footies. And you move your footies around. And it pumps the blood up, because you see, the veins and arteries, or veins or arteries, I don't know how it works. But I'm told they have these little valves, just like a heart valve, but little vein-sized heart valve, that lets blood flow only in one direction. So when you walk, you squeeze blood out of a vein, and when it fills up from the proper direction. And when you squeeze it out, it goes out in the other direction. So when you walk, you're actually pumping blood out of your feet and up into your body. And when you move, when you wiggle, you do the same things. So I'm going to write some foot wiggling programs that work on the more subtle, smaller angle changes that the feet actually make. And that's going to be one of the goals, is to have those kind of programs. So we'll develop programs that are made for people at various stages of injury, various stages of healing process, and various stages of fitness. So, yeah. Lots of possibilities, lots of amazing possibilities. So, where do we go from here? Well, let's see. For this show, I think we've pretty much hit on the major topics. It would not be beneficial now to dive into some technical details about Osculator or about the Chuck program that I've written, which we will get into that stuff. You know, we'll get into a line-by-line code analysis of Chuck, and if you don't want to listen to that, you can skip that show, no problem. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty details of setting up Osculator. We'll get into all that stuff, but this is sort of a first introductory show. And I think we've covered the big picture as well as much of the details pretty well. Here's another comment from Sonic in the chat room. I think some of the most interesting stuff for electronic sensory interaction is developed for people with severe learning difficulties. Super interesting area. Dancing to create sound, light, art, etc. There's a whole other category. Thank you, Sonic. Yeah, people with learning difficulties. Or people with other kinds of handicaps. Not just physical exercise handicaps, but someone who is quadriplegic. You know, get them doing neck motions, making music. If I was quadriplegic, I would want someone to strap something on me that would make me make music. I'll put it that way. You know what I mean? And people with mental disabilities. Maybe it's a key for certain autistic people. So maybe there's one person with autism they just can't reach, and we put some Wiimotes on his wrist with a little Velcro, and all of a sudden he's moving around and having a good time and smiling and laughing. Wouldn't that be heartwarming? Wouldn't that be something else? So yeah, this can go in many directions. But it starts with me getting myself healthy, as an example, doing the radio shows, explaining the possibilities, evangelizing it to people, and other people getting involved. So, yeah, I'll be bringing you more details, more technical stuff, like exactly where to buy your USB MIDI to CV module in finished or kit form, where to get the chips for it if you want to make your own circuit board for it, all that stuff. We'll cover that in coming shows. And I'll ask the guys in the chat room, Dark Vortex and Sonic, do you have any other comments to make on the show? This is your chance to make a final statement if you like. And it takes 30 seconds for them to hear it, then I can read it. In the meantime, I'll just say, wow, what a cool show. I was pumped up and excited. And I was eager to say something about what I already knew. And boy, look at the great ideas that came out of it. From the synthesis of the two people in the chat room and me talking on the radio. Sonic, whoa, yeah, great job, Les. I got the bug now. Dark Vortex, smiley face. Okay. All right, folks. We'll set up our You Control My Synthesizer through the web thing later. For the time being, this is Les signing out. Goodbye, everybody.